This is installment number 7 and the program. So you want to know what a priest does and experiences? Just listen. This program, which is part of our internet program and institute, is in conjunction with the Year of the Priest, in which we are trying to give the many, many dimensions a priest fulfills, the roles that he plays. The purpose? To try and show that the priesthood is one very exciting calling. Today what I have chosen is priest as man of sacred scripture, preacher, and celebrant of the liturgy. The reason why I have picked this is because this is the core of the priesthood. And the stories that you will hear next come from a book that we published some years ago called Grace Under Pressure. We had gone out and interviewed the most effective priests in the country and got them to tell their stories about their priesthood and what most touched them. Those moments that were unique and different, those moments that were very inspiring, and also those moments which were difficult. Their thoughts, their reflections as they were going through ministry. Well, here they are in regards to being a student of sacred scripture, a preacher, and a celebrator of the liturgy. I just can't imagine the past 30 years of my life without the nourishment of scripture, said Father George from the East. I just couldn't imagine what it would be like because it's been just so consistently enriching. You never go back to scripture that you don't find something and learn something if you keep working at it. Talk about something that's been sustaining and that really supports you and makes you stay alive. Oh, this is wonderful. To have to deal with the Word of God every day and for a large community on Sunday draws so much out of you. I might just add here, I can second this as a priest. Every time I read the Psalms now as I get older, the language, the imagery is so rich. Examples are so beautiful. The other day I was reading one of the Psalms and it was our Lord God trying to tell us how he loved the Hebrews. And he uses the image. He says, it is like a mother who presses her newborn child against her cheek. That is beautiful, beautiful imagery. And it's throughout all of the scriptures, especially Isaiah. He's a poet, and it's very enriching to read these different images and then to compare them in real life, because how many times have we seen a mother or a father take their little baby and pull them in tight, cheek to cheek? But George also draws on other sources for spiritual nourishment. I rediscovered some of the traditional spiritual classics. I had neglected those for a long time, but there's some wonderful stuff in those things. We had a really interesting session a couple of weeks ago with women on Juliana of Norwich, who is a very interesting woman. We have an incredible and rich tradition of spirituality and of great books. You don't even begin to tap into it. It takes a little bit of work to get at it, but I found a lot of riches there. And again, I'd like to just make a short comment as we post things on our website. We are finding that revisiting some of the great spiritual writers and the publications that are coming out from that have been really enormous. And there's some very, very enriching books that have been published on the spirituality of the various saints that are new and they're very attractive. Well worth pursuing. Jack, 54, a Midwestern pastor, talked about asking God for the gift of preaching the word effectively when he was made pastor. I just love to preach now. I didn't always. But it seems like it's really not a chore anymore. It's a joy, even when I seem to be coming up dry for 5 days of the week. On Saturday, something seems to come together. Maybe that didn't even pertain to what I was reading or looking at. There is a message there that seems to be the right message, if I can just package it right. I have a real sense of that gift being given over and over again. The book, Grace Under Pressure, continues. Some priests stress the importance of the liturgy in their lives. Peter, 53, a southern priest, said, "I think the first thing that gives me life is involvement in liturgy, beginning with the high point of Easter Vigil. It's something that I build up to and something that I draw a lot of experience from, a lot of happiness, a lot of celebration. But I think it extends to the rest of the year." Jean from the Midwest said, "Liturgy is becoming more and more important to me. I think in my early years in priesthood, I would preside and do things, and it was okay. But as time has gone on, the whole sense of life and sacrament get closer and closer. Ministry and sacrament need to go together. There are times when I am presiding in my parish. I have been there almost 9 years. It's a weekend responsibility. That I just start to well up. Part of it is the fact that I look out there and I know almost all of them. Somehow I am there presiding in prayer with them. And when I look out during the responsorial psalm and see parishioners with their eyes closed singing the verse, that just touches me because they are praying. And somehow I am a part of it. I am helping make that happen and praying with them." And finally, Phil made a similar comment. "The Eucharist has given me life, a certain focus and definition and summation that I need," he said. "When I am sitting there looking out, I am able to see all the marriages, baptisms, broken promises, divorces, single parents, and all those that have lost jobs, and all those that have found jobs, and somehow, either directly or indirectly, I have been there with them. I count how many of them I know. I sit there during Mass, and that is quite a challenge because there are sometimes 800 or 900 people there. How many do I know, and what do I know them for? I know a lot, and I am grateful for that. That means a lot to me. Sometimes when I am in between Eucharist, I get weepy, and I can't wait to get to my next one." And that ends this session, priest as man of sacred scripture, preacher, and celebrant of the liturgy. What I've tried to do here is to take these little episodes and show the inner feelings of what it is like to be a priest, working among people in a liturgical setting. Preaching is a liturgical setting. Celebrating Mass, a liturgical setting. And then getting set for that setting by reading the scriptures and entering into it, reading the spiritual writers. All of that is part of a priest's life. And when you listen to them and what it's doing to them, how it energizes them, you get an inner sense that this is a vocation that is truly precious. Amen.